Have you ever been tempted to invest in penny stocks? You know, the small company flying under the radar, but the product is so good it'll soon make knowledgeable investors into multimillionaires. One such stock is the Las Vegas-based company Sync Technology. At one point, the company was worth $6 billion. One problem, the company's got no assets, no income. No one is really sure what it does. So how does a company get to be so valuable when it doesn't seem to have a product to sell? Joining us now to explain Sync Technology is Zeke Fox. He is a reporter for Bloomberg Businessweek, and we've got a link to his article about Sync at knprnews.org. Zeke Fox, welcome to KNPR.
Hi.
So Sync was a stock no one had never heard of until a few weeks ago. It was literally trading for a few pennies. And then what happened?
The stock just started to take off. For no apparent reason. It jumped up to above $2 and then kept going from there. And people around Wall Street started to notice. Even in the crazy world of penny stocks, this got pretty far. And at one point, it was worth $6 billion on paper. And really, nobody could figure out what it did.
Hey, do we have any idea why it happened? Why it suddenly jumped up to $2 a share?
This sort of thing does happen in penny stock world fairly regularly. And generally, what the cause is that someone who secretly controls a company has decided to pump up the stock by putting out press releases or saying things on Twitter or sending spam emails that convince investors they should buy. So in Sync's case, though, there was no evidence that anyone was pumping it up, so it was really hard to know what was happening. Possible that just the attention that it got in the media was alerting these sort of penny stock day traders to the fact that the stock was going up.
If there had been any real business success pushing the stock, I mean, for instance, Facebook stock goes up when it announces a big profit, wouldn't we have heard something about it?
Yeah, there was nothing here, and I tried to figure out what the company really was. It claimed to operate a social network where you could pay for introductions to important people, but the website wasn't even really up and running. And it had been in Las Vegas, then it said it moved to Belize. I went down to Belize to check out its offices, but was told that they never existed, that they were not in this office building where they claimed to be.
So what's happening there?
They said that they were on the fourth floor of a building called the Matalan in Belize City. And as it turns out, Belize is an offshore haven, sort of like the Cayman Islands, where you can set up anonymous companies and also anonymous stock trading accounts.
Hmm.
And, you know, at first it seemed like it might be a coincidence, but the fourth floor, which they used as their address, was home to one of these offshore brokerages and also a agent who helps you set up anonymous companies.
So, okay, would that explain why the company would shift from Las Vegas to Belize?
It's possible. While I was down there, I obtained some documents that showed that much of the Sync stock was being held for clients by this offshore brokerage on the fourth floor. Now, they say that they still had nothing to do with it. They didn't end up trading the stock, but it seems to explain the connection. The guy who they claimed was the CEO was just a kid from an island called Ambergris Cay off the coast of Belize. I went and visited his family home, and it turned out it was more like plywood shack. If he had made any money off this, he hadn't given it to his grandfather who lived there.
All right. Now, to back up a little bit, Sync began in 2008 in Nevada. Tell us a little bit about what it was supposed to do. What was its business plan?
The idea was that people would pay money to get a meeting with, say, a professional athlete that they liked or a business contact that they wanted to make. And so it was a way for people to sell access to themselves. But many of these penny stocks have plans on paper that are pretty implausible, and it can be sort of just a cover that lets the stock game get going.
Yeah, and in this case, nothing happened with Sync for something like 4 years. Why wait for 4 years before starting to sell shares?
That's a good question. It's not very expensive to set up a company like this. So a lot of the guys who are kind of organizers of these schemes will set up several companies, and they'll have sort of one going at any given time. They've got one going, but they may also be setting up other ones for use in the future. Now, it was hard to tell exactly who is behind Sync, but there were several ties to a veteran penny stock executive named Phil Kieber, mm-hmm. who's a Canadian, and his brother was the original owner. Some of the other executives had worked with him in the past. Eventually, he told me that he was a consultant to the company, but that he had not traded any stock or made any money.
Okay, now you have called, in your writings, called the market for penny stocks murky and volatile. It's an interesting phrase. When you say that, what do you mean?
Well, these companies, even though you can trade them on your E-Trade account or wherever you trade, do not actually need to follow the rules that other public companies do. So just because the stock is available to trade doesn't mean that anyone has verified anything that they said. And the regulators, every week you'll see they'll bust some sort of alleged pump and dump scheme. So if you're investing in these penny stock companies, unless you've really done your research, it's kind of a form of gambling.
Explain what a pump and dump scheme is.
A promoter will secretly gain control of some sort of dormant company. This might only cost $10,000 or $20,000. He'll place all the stock in accounts held by his friend or by anonymous offshore corporations. Then once everything's set, he'll hire someone to promote the stock. Maybe he'll rename it, say that it's in some sort of hot industry, start putting out press releases saying generally just what amazing potential the company has. They have to be careful not to lie, or that could come back as to hurt them later. This will get, even if it just gets a few investors to buy in, they've turned what was shares of a non-existent company into real money. And people can make a few million dollars on a successfully executed pump and dump like that by selling their own stock once real investors have started to get interested.
Some people may be wondering, with all this mystery, with the Belize angle, with the signs of it being a pump and dump scheme and so on and so on, why is the stock still trading in the United States?
Without doing a full investigation, the only thing that they are allowed to do is to suspend trading, which they did for 2 weeks. Now the stock has resumed trading, and it's down about 90%, but it's still trading for some money. The SEC views these companies as innocent until proven guilty, so they don't really have the authority to stop trading.
Yeah, and in situations like that, does something have to go really badly wrong before the regulators take notice?
Definitely. I mean, there are companies every day that are trading that have big valuations and not really any financial assets to back that up. This one just happened to catch everybody's attention. Maybe it was a slow week on Wall Street. The funny thing was, a lot of people who saw the valuation thought that they could make money by betting the stock would go down, and some of them got in trouble with that too.
Because it just went up and up instead?
It did, and the theory was that they'd trapped people by tricking them into shorting the stock. To short a stock, you have to borrow it. So someone who owned Sync stock could lend it to people who thought they'd spotted a scam, then later ask for their stock back. And because the people who had shorted it wouldn't be able to find any to buy, they would have to buy it from the original source at whatever price he demanded.
Okay, and so it's possible for people to legally do these things, these kinds of schemes, as long as they're not part of the company. Is that right?
There's a lot of rules that you have to follow. Mm-hmm. You can't lie about a company's prospects. And if you're a company, if you're in control of the company, there's rules about when you can sell your stock. But famously, the SEC once busted a teenager who had made hundreds of thousands of dollars by buying penny stocks, then posting really positive messages about them on message boards. And it turned out that it was very hard to prove he'd done anything wrong.
Well, in this case, the Securities and Exchange Commission, as I mentioned a few moments ago, is taking an interest in Sync technology. But what is the SEC doing at this point?
I don't know for sure that they're investigating, but presumably they are. They can get access to all the trading records and see who actually traded the stock when. And so presumably if someone did manipulate the stock, they'll be able to figure out who did it. in general, it takes them a year to bring any action in a case like this.
Zeke Fox is a reporter with Bloomberg Businessweek. He reported on the troubles of Sync Technology, a company that was originally incorporated in Nevada and is now being examined by the SEC after the stock was apparently manipulated. We've got a link to his article about Sync at knprnews.org. Zeke Fox, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.